So joining me today is Margaret Wellwood. She is a local writer here in our area, and she wrote the book Scissortown. It's a child's book. We are going to be talking with her today. How are you doing today, Margaret?
Fine, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
We are going to talk about your book today. How long have you been writing? What made you write this book?
Well, I've been writing for quite a long time. I started in the 90s, the first time I was laid off from the college, and I did nonfiction magazine articles, and then we edited Northwest Business Magazine for a while as well. But this is my first children's book.
Wow. So what inspired you to write this book?
My grandchildren.
Okay.
They kept asking for stories, and, you know, they loved it when I read them stories, but there's something really special about making up your own story with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
We had so much fun. I remember one day my grandson phoned. He was quite sad, and he said, I think what would help me would be a really funny story. So I worked on that. So there... constant requests for stories got my imagination going.
Okay, so did they help you kind of write the book too? Did they give you some ideas?
Well, what they've done is they've been themselves, and the personalities of Tommy and Tina are the personalities of my grandchildren. So I was able to imagine them, you know, what they would do in that situation.
You also have some Bible verses in the back of the book. What inspired you to put some Bible verses in the back of there?
Well, there are two versions. The one that I gave you is called the faith-based application, and then I also have one called a life application.
Okay.
I wanted to draw the idea out of it that children are important, and what they do is important. Like, being little doesn't mean that you don't make important decisions and contribute. On the faith-based one, I added, of course, two Bible children. And then on the life application one, I just pointed out different ways that children can help. I just think it's important. Children are very important, not just because we love them, but because of the things that they do.
So how long did it take you to write this book?
Well, I wrote it off and on for maybe several months, even up to fairly soon before publication, I was making changes.
So the illustrator, she did a marvelous job on this book, by the way. You saw a picture of hers, and that's what caught your eye for her to be the illustrator.
Yeah, I went to the Cultural Center in Beaver Lodge, and I saw a bunny she'd drawn. And, you know, the bunny looked so gentle. I don't know what a menacing bunny would look like anyway, but this bunny looked so gentle, and I just thought, that's the feel I want for my book. And it's her first book, and it's my first book. So it's all pretty exciting.
Book in your hand. It just got released on May the 5th.
Mm-hmm.
It's physically in your hand now. You're looking at it. Do you find that hard to believe?
Well, no, I don't. Because I've been waiting so long, I don't find it hard to believe somehow that it's here.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. I like taking it around and showing it to people.
Mm-hmm. And do you think there'll be more Scissortown books?
Well, my grandson has started Scissortown 2.
Oh, okay.
So my granddaughter, upon hearing that, began story 3.
So perfect. So there could be some more Scissortown
series. We're thinking maybe the return of the Slicers and Dicers, something like that.
Where can we purchase this book for our kids?
Well, it's at the Shepherd's Fold, the Center for Creative Arts, the Rabbit Hole, and the Grand Prairie Museum Gift Shop in Grand Prairie.
Okay.
And then it's at Arts Center, the Cultural Center, and the True Hardware in Beaver Lodge as well.
So they want to learn more about you or how to contact you, you have a website.
Yeah, it's Grandma's Bookshelf, all one word, no apostrophe, grandmasbookshelf.net.
Perfect. Thank you very much for coming in today, letting us know about your brand new book. You called Scissortown, and Margaret Wellwood, she wrote the book, and she did a wonderful job on it. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Tanya.